the mayor pro tem of Port Huron, Sherry Archibald, on the line with us this morning. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. We're kind of a light agenda last night, although you heard a presentation from the police chief about a gun buyback program. I wonder what you could tell us about that.
We did. So Chief Plasser had the idea that he would like to offer a gun buyback program throughout the city of Port Huron, as other communities are doing. And one of the difficulties was, how do you pay for that? And so he reached out to Dr. Jim Atchison and Atchison Ventures, and they willingly stepped to the plate to partner. And so the city will be offering, through that partnership on April 6th, a gun buyback program where they're willing to buy back, no questions asked, guns from any resident within the city of Port Huron.
That's certainly an innovative program, and it says something about our community. When there's a need and you don't have the dollars for it, you reach out and almost always find somebody to step up.
It absolutely does. This community always surprises me, or I should say never surprises me, that they're so willing to step up for anything. But, you know, the idea here was to get guns off our streets and hopefully reduce crime. We were approached by people who had, you know, their husband had passed away. There's a gun in the house. They don't know what to do with it. And that's kind of what got this started for him. And so the idea is, how can we remove guns off our streets? And again, Dr. Atchison was more than willing to step up, and they'll be buying guns back, depending on the type of gun, from anywhere from $100 up to $400 per gun.
That's fantastic. April 6th, the date for that. We'll mark that on the calendar.
Yes, and there'll be a press release and some further information coming. But for right now, it will be April 6th from 11 to 3, and the residents can look for further information, and hopefully we'll see a big turnout.
Good deal. Last week, City Council met for a goal-setting session. We talked to the city manager a little bit about it last week, but I wonder, Sherry, what were some of the goals that you brought to the table, and what are your thoughts as we move forward in this still early 2019?
You know, Paul, it's an exciting time to be on City Council. The last several years, we've seen so many great improvements in our community, and really the toughest thing we've been faced with was the unfunded liabilities, and now we have means to hopefully take care of that. So that still remains our number one goal, mine as well as most of council, was making sure that we get our finances in order, that we set the city up for generations to come, and we take care of these legacy costs that have been nagging and nagging at us and threatening for us to really have some very major financial difficulties. Mm-hmm. So that's the number one priority. And I think going from there was taking a look at our neighborhoods. We've done so much in downtown, and I don't want to see us forget downtown. So I want to make sure we keep that momentum going. But how do we expand that out into the neighborhoods and continue that going forward? One of my biggest was maybe it's time to revisit our rental moratorium and talk about Airbnb and vacation rentals in our community. We talk heavily about being a tourist community, capitalizing on our waterfront and the boating community, and yet we have no means for people to come in and just vacation. So maybe it's becoming very popular. I do it myself. We rent a vacation home for a week or 2 weeks or a month someplace when we travel. Why can't we offer that and have vacation homes on the water, maybe lofts or vacation homes right downtown where tourists would want to come and stay at those homes and spend some time seeing our beautiful city?
It's a good idea. We're certainly hoping to attract a lot more people with the addition of some hotels, and you know, to add other places for people to stay is only going to attract more, I would think.
It really is, and it's very exciting that we're going to have a couple new hotels in town, and so I think that's going to improve the foot traffic downtown. That's going to help with that as well. And then this year, for the first time, the mayor put out a call to the residents asking for their input. What would you like to see happen? What are your ideas of goals that we could tackle? And we had some phenomenal goals sent in to us, or ideas sent in from residents. And several of those were adopted high on our list. So one was a resident sent in talking about districts. And instead of just having a downtown district and the historic district, why don't we have signs up labeling districts throughout our entire community? So we might have the beach districts, and we may have still the downtown and historic and the South End district or the Fort Gratiot district. So once you start labeling things as districts, tourists want to see the district. Mm-hmm. And it's just another way of getting people to come in and say, well, you know, I visited the beach district and I visited the South Side district. And so that's another one that we thought was a really neat idea to tie into our tourism goal, as well as walkability became, you know, real high on the list. a lot of comments from residents about furthering the bike paths, the walk paths, the running paths. So that's something we'd like to see happen as well. Whatever it is that gets our residents and people from outside our community outside doing activities, enjoying not only our parks and our beaches, but our entire city.
Absolutely. And that phrase that we used to hear so often, there's nothing to do in this town, will go away completely once people get out and find there is a lot to do in this town.
Absolutely. Yeah. I for someone who's out there all the time now, I find it difficult at times to attend everything that's going on and have to pick and choose. So, you know, if that's already happening, and I think that's going to get even better, I'd love to see us capitalize more on becoming a boater destination as opposed to a boater pass-through where you stop and get gas and food and go on somewhere else. Let's attract them to come and stay here for a weekend or a week. And, you know, what can they do while they're here? So that's a big goal of mine as well. But it was a goal session for the first time that I think the majority of council all had the same top 5 to 10 priorities. So I think it's going to be a great year moving forward.
It's nice to have everybody on the same page and to get so much input from citizens too.
That was absolutely phenomenal. Really enjoyed reading all of the ideas that they had. Some that they had, we already do. So it let us know that maybe we need to do a better job of letting the residents know what's happening because they didn't know some of these things that were already going on. But most of them were new, great ideas that fit very well within our plan.
Good stuff. Sherry, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.